Welcome back, sports fans, to another Continental Volleyball Conference weekly podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Dwyer, bringing you this week's updates on conference standings, game recaps, and upcoming matchups. I will also be bringing you a special interview with CVC Player of the Week, Aaron Grau. But first things first, here's the rundown of game results from this past week's contests. Starting off this week's recap is Dominican University and last week's CVC Player of the Week, Charlie Spry. While the Stars have offensively been led by the trio of Spry, Zachary Sin, and Jeremy Royko, they were unable to defend their home court to MSOE as they fell in a close 3-2 decision. The loss puts the Stars back at 500 with a 5-5 record overall. For the Muskies, who have last week's AVCA National Player of the Week, Alec Redlick, in their lineup, this weekend proved to be a bit of a challenge, as they went 1-3 overall, beating Robert Morris Chicago in a three-game sweep before falling to Missouri Valley, Clark, and Cardinal Stritch. Prior to the weekend, Lakeland had won 9 of their last 10 contests. While Redlick remains atop the CVC in total kills, the Muskies will look to find that team chemistry and up their win column of their 10-5 overall record. While the Stevenson Mustangs were forced to cancel a pair of non-conference matches this past week due to weather, fellow CVC member Mount St. Joseph picked up a 3-0 win over Cincinnati Christian. The Lions were again led by the hand of freshman outside hitter Alex Voland, who was able to connect for 14 kills in the contest. Mount St. Joe's setter Luke Eschenbaugh is also producing for the team and the CVC as he leads in assists per set with an average of just under 10. The Lions head into this week posting an overall 7-4 record. One of the opponents Mount St. Joe's will face this weekend is Teal College, who picked up a 3-0 win over Hilbert College last week. The Tomcats were led offensively by junior opposite hitter John Turner with 10 kills, and fellow junior Michael Whitelock, who is currently second in the CVC for hitting percentage with a 392. Defensively for Teal, it was Ian Phillips, who led the back row effort with his 12 digs in the contest. And with the win, the Tomcats moved to 5-6 overall. Both Carn and Carthage picked up a win each this past week. For the Carn Crimson Eagles, it was not only a 3-1 win at home over visiting Penn State Altoona, but the game also saw three players in double digits for kills in the match. Randall Colson led the way with 16, while Ryan Garvin tallied 15 and Josiah Boos added 11. Running the offense for the Crimson Eagles was senior setter John Wilson, who finished with 39 assists. For Carthage, their lone match was a 3-0 sweep over St. Xavier. The Redmen are led this season by the hand of Jim Schultz, who has a team high of 100 kills, averaging just over 3%. And senior setter Connor Wexter is averaging 9 assists per game. With the win, the Redmen improved to 6-4 overall. Despite having the week off, the Juniata Eagles remain ranked 3rd in the AVCA with a 10-2 record on the season. The Eagles are one of 4 CVC teams who remain ranked in the AVCA for the second consecutive week. The other 3 consists of Lakeland moving up to the number 8 slot, Carthage moving into the number 9 slot, and Stevenson at number 14. And wrapping up this week's list of recaps is Fontbonne University, who despite making their season debut at the CVC crossover tournament with an 0-3 performance, was able to turn it around this past weekend in New York, going a perfect 6-0. While the Fontbonne Griffins have a young team, it didn't show in their first time meetings against Sarah Lawrence, Mount St. Vincent, Pratt, Megger Evers, and John Jay College, as they came together like seasoned veterans. And leading the way for them was Aaron Grau, who is not only leading the CVC in kills per set with averaging just under 5, but is also this week's CVC Player of the Week. Grau is an outside hitter from St. Louis, Missouri, and was instrumental in helping the Griffins post a perfect 6-0 mark. Grau tallied double-double performances in all the matches, with 3 of those seeing 18 kills or more come from the hand of the 6'3" junior. His top performance came against host team Sarah Lawrence when he had 20 kills in just 23 attempts. Grau finished the week totaling 96 kills, averaging just under 5%, and also had 14 service aces. Here's what Grau had to say about this past weekend. Well, first of all, congrats on being named this week's CVC Player of the Week.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Now, Aaron, the team had a bit of a rough season debut at the CVC Crossover Tournament as you dropped matches to Eastern Mennonite, Teal, and Marymount. What was the difference maker this past weekend? How'd you guys jump back and turn it around to go a perfect 6-0?
Well, we really came back and we refocused and worked hard as a team. And then it was also like a different thing that they're used to. Just we've never seen any of those teams and they've never seen us. So we just brought to New York what St. Louis has to offer, and we were determined to basically play well, and that's exactly what we did.
Right. Since the team started competition a bit later than the other teams in the CVC, this past weekend was technically only the second week of competition for you guys. So with that being said, what does it mean to you to be named the CVC Player of the Week following just your second weekend of play?
It's a huge honor for me to get this because I put in a lot of hard work between last year and the beginning of this year to get where I am. And then for me to be able to go out and play my game at 6 feet is one thing. But now that I'm recognized for it, it's like a whole another honor. And then to get it this early, and only halfway through the season, is even better because I was up against people who've been playing for almost 3 weeks now, and then it just proves what I really have to offer.
Right. It's definitely not only a testament to your ability, but then your team's ability as well. And speaking about your team, you have a fairly young team, as you and Mark Viglaski are tagged with kind of bringing that senior leadership to the team as just, you're only juniors, but you're the oldest two on the team. And here you are, you're going up against these teams that have long-standing programs, that have that chance to build up all that chemistry, and they have a lot of veteran players. So what do you think the biggest factor to your success has been being such a young team in this league?
We have a very strong, like, strong leaders and strong players on our team, and us returning veterans really just pulled the freshmen in under our wings and got them right on board with what we wanted to accomplish this year, so we got them going in the right direction quickly, and overall, we just have, like, a great group of guys that work together very well on and off the court, so that allows us to bond and have really strong chemistry in order to pull together what we have and pull out wins.
Right. And now that the team's starting to gather that chemistry, you're going to be taking the court on your home turf for the first time next Friday, but you have almost a full 2 weeks off before you'll actually be playing in that game. So how do you keep the team focused and in game mode during this two-week break?
I mean, we're still going hard every day, either in the gym at practice or in the weight room, and New York gave all of us a whole new burst of energy and enthusiasm, showing what we have to offer. So we're basically going to keep pushing ourselves as hard as we can in order to show what we have to our home crowd and hope to get everyone else on board with us from Pompon.
Definitely. Create that sense of community. So, well, again, congrats on being named Player of the Week, and best of luck with the rest of your season.
Thank you so much.
As mentioned, Grau and the Griffins return to competition on their home court next Friday when they host fellow CVC member Mount St. Joseph. As for this Friday, number 8 Lakeland will play host to MSOE, and while this is the lone match for the Muskies this week, the MSOE Raiders will be back in action on Wednesday when they host Cardinal Stritch. Matchups for the CVC and Tri-Match weekend will see number 3 ranked Juniata, Eastern Mennonite, Marymount, Hilbert, Mount St. Joe's, and Teal face each other in Pennsylvania. Stevenson will take on number 5th ranked Nazareth, number 12th ranked Stevens, and number 7th ranked Berich in New York. The Carn Crimson Eagles are currently 4-3 and will rep the CVC this Saturday when they travel to southern Vermont to take on the hosting Mountaineers along with the Daniel Webster College Eagles. Carn will then head to Charger Country when they travel to Lancaster Bible College on Wednesday evening. Rounding out this week's list of matchups will be another Wednesday game. This one's between CVC members Carthage College and visiting Dominican University. As always, for constant updates and live footage of the contest, make sure you tune in right here at www.thecvc.org. And that concludes this week's edition of the CVC podcast. Make sure you check back in with me next week. And in the meantime, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at SIDCVC. Until then, I'm Danielle Dwyer wishing you all the best.